Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 5, 43 to 48. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 5, the verses 43 to 48. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. My theme for reflection is loving without becoming bitter. Loving without becoming bitter. Grace, wisdom, and the courage to let go. There is something strangely exhausting about human conflict. Most of us would happily spend an hour choosing what to watch on television before spending 5 minutes dealing with difficult people. And yet, life has a way of introducing us to relationships we never expected, people we trusted deeply, laughed with freely, prayed beside sincerely, only for things somehow to unravel into misunderstanding, betrayal, jealousy, resentment, or quiet hostility. One of the painful discoveries of adulthood is realizing that not everyone who once walked closely with you can continue to do so safely. Jesus speaks into precisely that complicated reality in Matthew 5, 43 to 48. These words came from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus radically reinterprets the law by moving beyond mere external behavior to the deeper condition of the human heart. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Jesus spoke these words to people living under Roman occupation, surrounded by political oppression, social humiliation, religious tensions, and cycles of retaliation. Many longed for vengeance against enemies. Yet Jesus refuses to let hatred become the organizing principle of the human soul. He calls his followers to resist evil without becoming consumed by evil themselves. But loving enemies does not mean abandoning wisdom, boundaries, or discernment. Jesus is not commanding believers to repeatedly place themselves in harm's way or to pretend betrayal never happened. Loving an enemy does not require giving unlimited access to someone who has repeatedly wounded, manipulated, humiliated, or endangered you. Sometimes the most peaceful and mature response is neither revenge nor naive reconciliation, but quiet distance. Some people deliberately choose hostility because of jealousy, wounded pride, greed, power struggles, or resentment over unfulfilled ambitions. No matter how close they once were to you, wisdom may require relating to them with careful courtesy rather than deep vulnerability. You do not need to hate them, publicly shame them, or seek revenge, but neither are you obligated to hand them continued access to your inner life when trust has been profoundly broken. Forgiveness and reconciliation are not always identical. Forgiveness releases bitterness. Reconciliation requires genuine repentance and rebuilt trust. Hebrews 11:8-16 deepens this truth beautifully. Abraham lived by faith as a stranger and foreigner on the earth, journeying toward a city whose builder and maker is God. The life of faith often means learning not to cling desperately to every earthly relationship, approval, or conflict. Sometimes maturity means walking forward peacefully without carrying bitterness behind you. We remain kind without becoming naive, gracious without becoming foolish. Martin Luther King Jr., deeply shaped by Jesus' teaching, once said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." Yet King himself also understood the importance of disciplined boundaries, wisdom, and non-violent resistance. Christian love is not passive surrender to abuse. It is the refusal to let hatred poison the soul. And perhaps this is especially relevant in the 21st century, where public conflict has become almost performative. Social media encourages outrage, retaliation, and humiliation. People sometimes weaponize personal wounds for public spectacle. Jesus calls believers into a different way of being human, one shaped neither by revenge or vengeance, nor by foolish vulnerability, but by mature love grounded in God's character. For Jesus Christ says that God makes his sun rise on the evil and the good. Divine love remains generous even toward imperfect people. And if we are honest, we too have needed mercy many times. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, is there someone whose actions have tempted me toward bitterness or revenge? Number two, how can I practice both Christian love and healthy wisdom in difficult relationships? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Pray sincerely for one difficult person in your life, not necessarily for restored closeness, but for God's peace, truth, and transformation in both your lives. Then reflect honestly on whether there are boundaries you need to maintain in order to protect your spiritual and emotional well-being. Lord Jesus Christ, you call us to love even those who wound us, oppose us, or misunderstand us. Give us hearts free from bitterness and revenge, but also grant us wisdom, discernment, and healthy boundaries. Teach us to forgive without becoming enslaved to the past, to remain kind without surrendering truth, and to walk forward in peace as pilgrims of your kingdom. Shape us into people whose lives reflect both your mercy and your wisdom. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.